The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In this week's parsha, Parshas Bereishis, the Torah teaches us about the creation of Adam HaRishon and the creation of Chava. The Pasuk says, Perek Beis, Pasuk of Aleph, Vayapel Hashem Elokim Tardema Ala Adam Vayishon. The Ribbono Shel Olam put Adam HaRishon into a deep sleep. Vayikach Achas Mitzal Oysav. Rashi says, Mistarov, one of his sides. He took a piece from Adam HaRishon. Vayisker Bosor Tachtena, Vayiven Hashem Elokim Es Hatzela, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then built this part of Adam HaRishon, Asher Lokach Min HaAdam L'Isha, Vayiveyeha El HaAdam, Chava created from Adam HaRishon. And this is referred to in Sheva Brachas, when we say, V'hiskin Loi Mimenu, Binyan Adayad, Asher Yotzar Es Adam Bitzalmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon Bitzalmai Bitzelem Dmus Tavnisai. That's referring to Adam HaRishon created Bitzelem Elokim. The Hiskin Lai Mimenu Binyan Adayad is referring to Chava. Rashi says Hiskin Lai Mimenu Migufai Mitzalaisav. Chava created from Adam HaRishon's body, Binyan Adayad, Rashi says, Binyan Noeg L'Deirs. This Binyan, Chava, marriage, is created forever, for all throughout all the ages. And, in fact, the Sefer HaChinuch says, that not only is Chava considered to be an etzem, not only was Chava an etzem, me'atzomov, of Adam HaRishon, like Adam HaRishon says later on, zoi sapam etzem me'atzomai, but every wife, l'deire deiris, is also considered to be an etzem me'atzomov of her husband. The Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadi Ches, when it's discussing the mitzvah of Yibum, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, "Lefi shor isha achar shenisus leish, harei ke'echod me'evorov." That a woman, after she gets married to a man, she is ke'echod me'evorov. She is like one of his limbs. Shekein yischayev hateva mipnei ma'isa ha'av harishayin shelukcha achas mitzaloisav umimena bono loy ha'kel isha. The same way that Adam HaRishon's wife was created from him himself, every wife, L'deire Deiris, is considered to be Echad Me'evorov, and the Chinuch goes on to say that that's the way the mitzvah of Yibum works, that when the man is, Nachman L'Tzlan, Niftar without children, when his wife, who's Etzem Me'atzomav, has a child, so that child is his child. The Chinuch writes, he no longer has any zecher in the physical world. Zulasi zayso isha, except for his wife. She etzem eatzamav ubosam ibesarei. So when this woman, his wife, will have a child from his brother, who's considered to be chatzi besarei, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the Torah refers to Miriam's relationship to Moshe Rabbeinu as Chatzi Bisarei, so when a sibling has a child with this woman who's Etzem Eatzamav, that child is a Hemshach from the Nifter, and that's the way the mitzvah of Yibum works. The Hiskin La'Yimenu Binyan Adayad, not only is the institute of marriage forever, but the concept of Etzem Eatzamav also lasts forever. And it could be that that's why the Sheva Brachas, some of the Sheva Brachas are refer back by every chasana to the creation of Chava, not only because that was the first instance of marriage in the Torah, but rather it's a hemshach. Every wife, Luderi Deiris, is an etzame atzamav, hiskelay mimenu. Therefore, we make a bracha, Yetzer Adam, on the first Yetzirah. We make a bracha, Asher Yotos, on the Betzalmai, on the second Yetzirah, the Yetzirah of Chava. The bracha Shakhel Bar Lechvaydai is that the tzibur by the chasana is emulating the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shloim by even as atzela that he's nesasek and nasa shushvin to Adam Harishain, and every chasana is a repetition of the original chasana of Adam and Chava, and the brachas is not because that's the first reference, but rather because that's what's happening right now under the chuppah. I wanted to discuss for a few minutes some pertinent halachas of the brachas of erusin and nisuin as eime inyan le'inyan ba'ayis ha'inyan, few nekudas which are negea halacha l'maisa, and also touch on to other sugyas in Hilchos Brachos. The Pesachei Tshuva in Eben Ezer in Siman Lamed Daled Sif Katan Hey brings a very fascinating ha'ara from the Pnei Yeshua. The Mechaber in Siman Lamed Daled is referring to Birchas Erusin, and the Mechaber says that Nogu Lahaster Brachazu Al Kais. The minig is to say the birchas eris ala kais shal yayin umuvarach lev tchila va'achach muvarach bracha zu v'mein sham yayin oyishechar muvarach oyisad b'thei atzva. Basically, birchas erisin is ein tuna kais. If one does not have a kais, then birchas erisin would still be recited. However, the minig is to go ahead and to say birchas eris ala kais. First one makes a very pre-agothen, and then the Birchas Erusin is recited. Now, it seems that the minig, the old minig was, in most places, that only the Chasan and Kala drank from the Kreishal Erusin. The Mesad the Kedushin, the Mevorech, did not drink from the Kreishal Erusin. So, the Pnei Yeshua, brought here in Pesach Yeshua of cotton hay, is bothered by the following Shiloh. We know that although there's a parsha of Arvos, and one could be mitzi somebody else in a mitzvah, or even in a bracha, even though the person making the bracha or doing the mitzvah does not need that particular bracha or that particular amira at this moment, there's a parsha of Arvos, a parsha of Yotza mitzi. The Gemara tells us very clearly that the parsha of Arvos, the parsha of Yotze Maitzi, does not extend to Birchas Nenim. By Birchas Nenim, there is no parsha of Yotze Maitzi. The Gemara says, Loi l'shani v'loi l'varech. Let the person not be Nene, and not make a bracha. In other words, since my chaver is mechuyev to put on tefillin, and mechuyev to make the bracha on hanochas tefillin, so therefore I am an orev, that he fulfills that requirement, and therefore I can be made to him in the Birchas HaTfilin. However, to make a shahakal on a cup of water, he's not mechuyev to drink the water, I'm not an arev to make sure he fulfills that requirement of the shahakal. He himself is not required to make that shahakal. Loi l'shani v'loi l'varech. And therefore, there is no arvos on Birchas Hanenim. The Gemara speaks out clearly that the bracha of Be'er Pri HaGofen on Kiddush Friday nights and the Hamaitzi made on Achilas Matzah, on those brachas there is arvos. And the reason is very simple. The reason is because over there one must make Kiddush. Kiddush requires a Be'er Pri HaGofen, One must eat matzah. Matzah requires not only the achilas matzah, but the hamaitzi also. Therefore, I'm arev on those brachas also. And I can be maitzi somebody Friday night on the birchas hayayin, Pesach night on the birchas hamatzah, the birchas hamaitzi of matzah, even though I am not being nena along. That's the exception. So, fact of Pnei Yeshua as follows. Bishlaya birchas nesud, which according to the vast majority of Pesach, is Tain Kais. The Rosh for sure holds Birchas Nesuim cannot be made that a Kais. In the Sheetz HaRambam, although the Chalkas B'chaykik says that one can make Birchas Nesuim without a Kais, but the Shmuel argues and says even the Rambam, the Kais is Ma'akev. So therefore we understand that Bayer Pri HaGafen must be made, and since that Bayer Pri HaGafen must be made, so therefore there's Yatza Maitzi. Whoever gets called up for the first two brachas will make a Bayer Pri HaGafen, along with Shakel Bar Lechvaydai, the Chasen and Kala drink the wine. But Birchas Eirsin is Ein Tunakais. And since Birchas Eirsin is Ein Tunakais, and the Kais is only a Minig, Lechaira, Frekt the Pnei Yeshua, Leilas Haniv, Leilavarech. Lechaira, there is no requirement to go ahead and to make an Alakais. It's a Minig to make an Alakais. Therefore, we cannot say that the Bayer Pri HaGafen is a true mitzvah requirement. And since it's not a true mitzvah requirement, l'chaira, what should remain is that one should not be able to be mighty his the chasen and kala in the Bayer Pri HaGafen of the Birchas HaEirsin. And frekt Pnei Yeshua, that the minig is not like that. The minig is that the Mavarach doesn't drink. Only the chasen and kala drink. And frekt Pnei Yeshua, how does that work? Now, it seems that the old minig clearly was that the Mavarech did not drink from the wine. That Marasham, it says like that, it's a muchach in the Pnei Yeshua. The truth is that the Stechemet is Meirich in this Shaila in Hilchas Brachas. And the Afikeyam in Chelik Beis discusses the Shaila at length. The Afikeyam, besides for the Shaila of Loilas Haniv Loilavarech, that it's not a Birchas Achiev, he also points out that very often the Chasen Kala are not Mechavin to be Yetze with the Bracha of the Mevarech, and therefore, the Afikeyam says that one, that the Masada Kedushin should make sure he drinks of the wine. He wrote letters to other Gedalim. It seems that there were many Gedalim who had started drinking from the wine. It's brought down that Chaim would make sure for the water, the wine would spill on his hands, and then he would lick the wine on his hands. And many Rosh Yeshivas today will shake their hands and follow that Hagar of Chaim to drink the wine. But yet, it seems that the old minig was not like this, and Rabbi Yashiv is brought that he did not shake his hand to drink the wine when he was in Masada Kedushin. And the Shaila is, what is indeed the teretz to the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, the Fikiyam's Kasha? So, assuming the Chasna Kala Mechavit, today the Masada Kedushin tells the Chasna Kala to have in mind to be Yesu the Bayer Pri HaGafen, and not to speak out until they drink. But let's assume that they are mechavin. What's the teretz to the shaila of that we don't say birch sanenim yotza maitzi? So the teretz seems to be, and various achrayim say it in slightly different ways, that since lemaisa, the reason why one is drinking the wine, is making the Bayer Pri HaGafen, is not for Hanor purposes, but rather L'tzeirich Mitzvah, L'tzeirich Kaiso Bracha, so then it becomes a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and once it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, so then, even though it's not a Chayiv Gomor, not Tuna Kais, but still one can be Maitzi, there's Arvos even on this Minig, and one can be Maitzi even though he is not Nene. And L'chaira, the biggest raya that the Beirpre Goffin does not have a halacha of a Birchas Hanenim, but rather the Birchas Hamitzvos, we can bring from the Kais Shel Mila. The Kais Shel Mila also is not Medina de Gemara. It's a minig to go ahead and make the bracha Asher Kiddush Yidid Mibetin on the Kais. And we make that bracha after the Beirpre Goffin. We do not consider it to be a hefsek between the Beirpre Goffin and the Shtia. When a bris is man Yom Kippur, and the Yoledis is either not there, or the Yoledis is fasting, we give the wine to the Rachanimo, to the newborn baby, clearly, lo yigia l'chinuch, and that Beirpre Goffin is poshed undrunk kais. Giving to the child, the Rachanimo, l'chayr does not have teiras shtias kais l'bracha, really, and you see that this Beirpre Goffin has teiras birchas amitzis. In Simon Kuf Tzadi, in our Chaim, the Mechaber over there is discussing the Kreish of Birchas Hamazon. And by the Kreish of Birchas Hamazon, so the Mechaber says that if the Mevorech, the one who's benching, is not going to drink, so somebody else could drink the Kreish for him. Zokrim Kiva Eger, that in the case where somebody else is drinking the Kreish of Birchas Hamazon, the one who's drinking should make the Mevorech Pei Goffin. Because since we hold Birchas Hamazon ain't in a case, we hold the whole case is only a mitzvah min hamufar. Since we hold the case is only a mitzvah hamufar, so therefore there's no halacha of arvos, and therefore zokrim kiveger that the sheis that should make the bar piagofen. The bar halacha asks over there. He brings a chamtsi. That the Cham Tzvi holds that in order for the bracha to be considered that it's being made al hakais, then the Beirpre Goffin must be made by the Mevarech. In other words, think back to that Kais Shel Mila we discussed a minute ago. In the Kais Shel Mila, so nobody's really drinking it. So what's the purpose of the Beirpre Goffin? The Targum says that the Beirpre Goffin is being made on the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Yayin for this mitzvah, and the Beirpre Goffin is mechaber the kais to the Birchas Hamila. It's Gebayt on Rashi and Ervin, Tshuvas Haran. But Al Kolponim, the Chantzis says that the Beirpre Goffin is what's mekasha the Birchas Hamazon to the kais. And therefore, Zok the Cham Tzvi, that if somebody other than the Mevarech will make the Beirpre Goffin, it's no longer on the case. So the Shaila is, like the Cham Tzvi comes out, and that was the Maisa in the Chuvas Cham Tzvi, this whole Maisa over there that Nazir was benching, couldn't drink the wine. So Al Kolponim, the Cham Tzvi says clearly that the Mevarech has to make the Beirpre Goffin. So what's the Keg is Kasha? That L'chayr will Birchas Hamazon ain't tuna kais. Of them, Enfitz, the Bi'a Lacha, that since it's a mitzvah and a muvchor to bench ala kais, so therefore, since it's a mitzvah and a muvchor to bench ala kais, so therefore, one could still be mighty. And therefore, Bi'a Lacha comes out that the Mavorik should make the Beirpre Goffin, and he could be mighty the Shaisa. And that is the chayr, the pshat, in the old minik, that the Masada Kedushin would not drink from the yayin, and that's over Yasha was neig, that the Masada Kedushin would not drink from the yayin, because he held was a birchas hamitzvos, even though it was a birchas hachayva, but you can't say losh loy l'shani loy l'varch. He's not being nachas to the hana. He's taking the kais for a tzerich mitzvah, and therefore, Arvus would kick in. The Ar Gedolim, based on the Fikayam, Reb Chaim V'Oid, who would shake the hands and make sure that they drink from the kais. And the Shail is, what's the downside of such a minig? Why would it develop a minig not that Masada Kedushin should not drink from the kais? So I saw in Shas Yisrael, B'Shem Rishloim Miller, a very interesting Tazach. But in order to understand this properly, we have to know another halacha in Hilchas Mila. It says clearly in Hilchas Mila that the Kais Shel Mila, only a mashu has to be drunk. And again, we're faced with the same shayla. L'chaya kaisel bracha, the basic requirement of kaisel bracha is a malay lugmav. If the basic requirement of kaisel bracha is to drink a malay lugmav, so how come by the kaisel mila, a mashahu drinking is enough? So the Taz over there says that since it's not Medina de Gemara, so therefore one does not have to drink a malay lugmav. The Kaishal Erisin also is not Medina de Gemara, and therefore, again, a malay lugmav would not be required. L'chaira, Tayant of Shlomo Miller, L'fizeh, what's going to come out is that if the Mavarech was to drink the wine, to then even take a sip, the entire din shtiyas kaisel bracha will be mekuyim with the shtiya of the Masada Kedusha. Although the minig is to give the chasakal to drink, but their drinking is no longer the required shtiya of the kaisel bracha, but rather stam a minig that the chasakal should be taken from the kais, and therefore what the chasakal needs in order to drink that kais is a good old-fashioned birchas hanenim, which they're being yaitza with the bracha of the mevarch. Oh, so somebody to make to somebody else in birchas hanenim, well, even if we eat it together, I'm eating mezainis, you're eating mezainis, I'm eating a mashakal, you're eating a shakal. I can only be made to you if there's a kvias. L'chol apachas k'nid yashu. People are on the way, just standing around, cannot be mighty one another in a birch hananim. It's for that reason that there are those who sit by Kiddush and Avdallah in order to be more of a kfiyas to go ahead and to be mighty, and those who stand, because the ilm is standing together around the table, the mokim echad, that's enough of a kfiyas. Al kolponim, if you hold that you need dafki yeshiva, sitting to make a kfiyas, or sitting around, standing around the table, so under the chuppah, one can argue that since everyone is standing, there's not enough of a kfias to be mighty with a birchas hanenim. And if that's the case, then the Masada Kedushin, Zbracha, once he drinks, and he's going to the Te'imos Kaishal Bracha, without the chasen and the kala, so l'chaira, the chasen and kala need a good old-fashioned birchas hanenim at this point. So it's yitachin to say that the old minig held that there wasn't enough of kfias to go ahead to be mitzi the chasen and the kala with the bayir priagofen if it's a birchas hanenim, if the kaisel bracha was already drunk. If you go with such a lumdus, you have to know how the kala is ever allowed to drink. Why the kala doesn't have to make her own bracha? L'chayr the chassid already drank. But al kaponim, that would maybe be the downside in the varach drinking, and l'maisa, there is two minhagim. Now, there's another very important shayla in Hilchos Shav Brachas. What does one do with the kais by shalosh shadus? If one is benching when it's already too late to eat and drink, and now we made Shavu Brachas. So when we bench with the kais, normally in Shalosh Shadus, we just don't make a Bayer Priagofen. We all aloha birchas mazons ain't to the kais, and therefore we skip the Bayer Priagofen. But birchas nesuin is to una kais, and therefore the Bayer Priagofen is required. The Rebbe Yishe writes that the birchas hamazon of a Shavu Brachas is to una kais, and therefore the kais must get drunk. And the shaila is, what is l'maisa, the best etzah to do with that kais, if the kais must now be drunk, and we are in a zman when there is an iser shtia kaidim havdalah. So the Magen Avraham writes that the reason why we don't drink the kaisel bracha whenever we bench al shulis al kais, as they do in many shuls, is because we are naig, that we don't always use a kais, we hold birch samadz into the kais, so then the shtia becomes asr. What would be if birch samadz would be two in a kais? Mashra from the Magen Avraham, that the shtia would be mutter. The question is, why is the shtia mutter? Is the shtia mutter because it's still a hemshech shalosh shadus, or is the shtia mutter because there's no iser of shtiyah shel mitzvah kaidim havdalah. If one learns that there's no iser of shtiyah shel mitzvah kaidim havdalah, and one also learns that the ikar chi of shtiyah by sheva brachas is on the kais of birchas hamazon, the kais of birchas hamazon is shayach to the suda, birchas hamazon by nesuin is tongue and kais, and it's still part of the Suda, so then the Mevorech could drink no problem, and he could drink as much as he wants, because he's still Be'emtza Suda. Now, if you're going to argue with either of those Hanachas, either you're going to hold that the Iker Kais is the Kais of Sheva Brachas, or else you hold that the reason one drinks before Havdalah is because Shtiyas Mitzvah is Mutter before Havdalah, but not that it's part of the Suda, then one would have to limit his shtia to the bare minimum. So again, if we want to go ahead and drink that kais to our heart's content, the chasin, the kala, the mevarech, as much as you want, we would have to assume two things. First of all, that it's the kais of birchas hamazon, which is 200 kais, b'shas a sheva brachas, and second of all, that the heter shtia is because it's part of shal shudas. And shal shudas you can drink as much as you want since you're hisful by yeh. Now, Ramesha, who names on that the ikar shtia is the case of birchas hamazon, but he names on that the heter to drink a case of birchas hamazon for avdala, if birchas hamazon is tuna case, is only because chazal only asered a shtia shal rishus, not a shtia shal mitzvah. And therefore, Ramesha holds that the shtiyah is limited. The chasin and kala should drink bein shteyim. They should drink the maloy lugmav. That is the opinion of Ramesha. Rabbi Yashiv also writes that only a little bit should be drunk, either because we're the ikar drinking the kais of shavu brachas, or else again that the shtiyah of the kais is dechuya. The shtiyah of the kais is not chutra. Now, if we're going to limit the drinking of the kais to the chas of the kala, so who should make the bray priag often? We learned earlier that according to the chamtzi, the mevorech should make the bray priag often. And therefore, if somebody other than the chasin benches, so then the bray priag often would be made by the mevorech, and be mitzi the chasin. If one wants to avoid all shailas, maybe birchas nesuin is ein time kais. Maybe we're going to have kivegas kasha. Maybe theoretically we could leave the kais for later. So if you want to avoid all shailas, then the best would be at the chasin benches. That way, the chasin is both the mevarech and the shaisa, and he can make the bray priag often. However, in a situation where we have to give somebody else a drink other than the chasin, sorry, it's not at the bench, other than the chasin, the mevorech would make the bray priag often and be mitzi the chasin and the kala. According to Ramesha, a mulay lugmav is drank between the chasin and the kala. It says clearly in Siman Kuf Tzadi that a kreishal birchas hamazon one needs to drink a revius. Rabbi Yashiv says that they should drink less. That they should drink less than a revius, because since the R Paiskim who hold that b'di'eved or hashulchan is becholam, that one can be yaitze b'di'eved without a maloy lugmav, since the whole shtiyah before havdalah is duchuya, one can and one should rely on the Paiskim that one should only drink a mashu. So just to recap, Birchas Eirusin is a machlik, it doesn't, is ain't to in a case. It's a minig ba'alma. Those who drink, the Pesach drinks, is because they're concerned that we have a problem of Yotza Maitzi. It's not a Birchas HaMitzah, it's a Birchas HaNenim, which one cannot be Maitzi somebody else if he does not partake, if he is not Nene. Those who are Makel and tell the Chosin Kal to drink, the Messiah Gushin does not drink. They rely that any shtiyah shel mitzvah, even if it's only a minig, only it's a mitzvah minam mufchar, is considered to be a novel of Birchas HaMitzvah, that there's arvos that even somebody who's not being nene alone could be mighty with the Bayer Priya Goffin. By Birchas Nesuin, there the minig ha-pashut is that the Mevorech Bayer Priya Goffin under the chuppah does not drink, does not lick his finger, because the Birchas Nesuin is, according to Kamat Ol Paiskim, tuna case, and therefore Pasha's tuna case, and even if the slight sad not, for sure one could rely on Rimki Veger. One has to make sure that the Chos and Kala have Kavanah to be Yetzah. By the Birchas Erisin, the Masada Kedusha tells them have a mind to be Yetzah. By the Birchas Nesuin, so that's usually made by a grandfather, a different dignitary, not the Masada Kedusha, the Chos and Kala have to have in mind to be Yetzah with the Bracha, or else the Bracha is a Bracha Vatala. And I was told by a young man who Rav Palm got the first two brachas under his chuppah, that he told the Chos and Kala they should have in mind to be Yetzeh with the Birchas Nesuin. The other nekuda that we learned so far is that Shalosh Shudas, if according to Ramesha, that only the Chos and Kala are going to drink from the wine, so then it's best that the Chosin should bench. That avoids all shilas. If somebody else benches, and that person is not drinking from the wine, then he still makes the Bayer Goffin, and he's mighty the Chosin and Kala. According to Ramesh, between the Chosin and Kala, together you drink him like Lugmov, Rabbi Yashua says that you should drink less. Rishleiman Miller and Shashanas Yisrael was made that by Rabbi Aaron, the Mevorech also would... the Mavoric would also be Tayyim from the cases. In the Salvation Mishpacha near Tisrael, when they have a situation, a Shabbos Shavuot Brachas, which goes into Mitzray Shabbos, and the Shaila is what to do with the Kaiser Birch Samazin, they have an additional Eitzah. What they do is they take a third case, and they'll make Havdalah, if it's after the Zman, right then and there. So they bench on one case, they say the six brachas on the second case, they then, before the Davar Meir, they make Havdalah on a third case, and then the Bayer Priya Goffin made on the case of Havdalah will cover all three cases, and then the Mavara could drink, the Chosin could drink, the Kala could drink, but we're holding after Havdalah, even though we still have a Davar Meir, and we still have Nayat and Mavdal B'Tfilah, there is no longer an Isser Shtia. Just one more Nakuda, which is Me'inyin La'inyin, Ba'isa Inyin. Our minig is that we do not drink, not a Malay Shir Malay Lugmov, not from the case of Erisin, and not from the case of Nesuin. Now, the case of Erisin, this that we do not drink a Malay Lugmov, is not really problematic at all, because, as we said over B'Shem the Taz, whatever is not a chiyah b'dinah de gemara to bench on a kais, to make the bracha on a kais, there is no chiyah shtia of Moy Lugmov, even a little bit is enough. The shayla is that the birchas nesuin, which we said we're naming on, is to in a kais me'ikar adin. So why does a Malay Lugmov not have to be drunk? Now, there are kehillahs in which they drink a Malay Lugmov from the Kaishal Nesuin, and Lamais Dar HaShulchan says clearly that the minig is not. There's a shmooze about whether you need one bracha achrayin or two bracha achrayin is under the chuppah, and the Dar HaShulchan says that in the Geatas, because we drink less than the shir. The shayla is, what's taka the pshat, that we drink less than the shear by the case of Nesuin, l'chayra if it's tayin case of Dina de Gemara, l'chayra it should need a Malay Lugmov. So, the Emes says that's a good kasha. There are paiskim who hold that al kolponim b'di'eved, other cases shel bracha, besides for Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon, one does not need Malay Lugmov. And that's the way the Achrayim on the Yashiv, the Taz is Kasha, that by Birchas, by a Bris, Lelugu is not drunk, we say from the Taz that the Pshat is, because it's not a Chiyav Gomer, those who say that besides for Kiddush Friday nights, and for Birch Sabazin, there is no requirement to drink a Malay Lugbov, and Kinira, either we're Samech on that, or else we're Samech that, it's not a Chiyav Gomer, May Dina the Gemara. It's hard to say that the sip which both the Chaz and Kal take add up to a Malay Lugbov, but this Taka is telling a Hezber what is Taka the Pshat, the Elminig is, that we do not drink a Revius, or Malay Lugbov, from the Kais Shel Masuin. Well, the Mai says it's an old Minig, Shas Yisrael, Hashem Shalem Miller brings down that that's the Minig, the Chshulz, that's the Minig, and therefore that is the Minig HaPashat. I have seen people go over to the Kesh Shel Nesu'in afterwards and drink a Psalm of Kedushin, someone else, to drink a Maloy Lugbov from that Kais in order to be Yetzav Kuli Alma, but the Minig HaPashat is to be Seimach that that Kais does not need a does not need a Maloy Lugbov. And the Shtiyah the Chosin Kala without the Mavarech is enough for that case.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.